Well, here we are again in Vayeshev. Maybe this year, instead of talking about Yosef as we did last year, maybe we should turn a little bit to Yehuda, the story of Yehuda and Tamar. There's a very, very interesting little issue of Parshanos HaMikra over here, and it's kedai to think about it a little bit. And of course, the problem is that the story of Yehuda and Tamar over here in Vayeshev is told in the middle of Yosef's story, interrupting the flow of the story, and it becomes very problematic. Why should that be so? The original story of Yosef, when he came out to the brothers and the brothers wanted to kill him, so then you have the whole story that eventually they decided to sell him to Mitzrayim, and the posuk goes, that's in Perek Lamed Zayin, posuk Lamed Vov, the last posuk, V'hamundodim mochru also in Mitzrayim lefotifas rizparo sara tabochim. That's what that section of the story ends there, that the Medonim sold him to Mitzrayim, to Potiphar, who was the Sris Paroi, Sar HaTabuchim. And then the posse goes on, Vayhi bo'es ahi, vayered Yehuda me'es echov, vayedat ish adulomi, shemo chiro, the story of Yehuda and Tamar, Er and Einon and Shelah, the whole story till the end. That occupies, according to the Goyshe Prokim, Perek Lamed Ches. Then, Perek Lamed Ches, Posuk Aleph, we start again with Yosef's story, and we pick up where we left off. The Yosef, Hurad Mitzrayim, Vayikneo Potiphar Saris Paroi Sara Tabochem, Ish Mitzri, Miyada Yishmoelim, Asher Horiduhu Shama. That's the Posuk in Lamed Ches, Posuk Aleph, picking up again the narrative from Posuk Lamed Vov in Perek Lamed Zayin, which ended with the fact that the Medonim sold him to Mitzrayim. So over here, the Posuk picks it up again, it repeats what it said there, and then continues with the story of Yosef in the house of Potiphar. Now, how are we to understand that in the middle of the Yosef story, without any obvious reason, we suddenly get interrupted by the story of Yehuda? Now, interestingly enough, Rashi raises the issue, of course, and he raises it twice, and he gives different answers in the two occasions. The first time he raises it, we have over here, in Perek Lamed Ches, Omed Aleph. Vayhi bo'es ahi, this is the opening words of the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So Rashi says, Lama nismucho pasha zu lekan, v'hifsik, B'parshosa shel Yosef. Rashi asks the question, why were you soimich the story of Yehuda and Tamar to what went before? After all, this is a hefsek in the parsha of Yosef. Why interrupt the parsha of Yosef? Lelamed shel riduhu echov migdulosai. To come and teach us that the fact that Yehuda had to go down and look for a wife, vayered Yehuda, he went down, is because the brothers deposed him, kesheroo betzoras aviyah, when they saw the terrible suffering which Yaakov suffered at the thought that Yosef had been killed, so they got regrets, amru, and then they had big tainus to Yehuda, amru ato amato lumacho, it was your idea that we should sell them, ilo amato lahashivai hoyinu shaymim lach. That is a very, very, very serious accusation. You have to remember that, what do you mean that they were moirit Yehuda, that they deposed him? Deposed him from what? Teretz is that Yehuda is the melech, and he was the melech of the Achim, although by that time Klal Yisrael was very small, but Yehuda was still the melech. So they tied it to him. Why didn't you trust us? You know, the emesis, when you look at the psukim over there in Vayetze, it's very, very strange how Yehuda told it to them. What do we gain by it? It's ki'ilu, he was appealing to their lower instincts to make money. He says, look, you can kill him, but then you don't have any profit from it. But if we sell him to the Yishmaelim or to the Midyonim, whoever they were, then at least we can make an honest buck. Ma'betza ki na'arog es ochino v'chesino es yoda. Very, very strange. And it's not surprising that the brothers had a taina. They said, look, couldn't you talk to our better selves? couldn't you persuade us? Couldn't you put your arm around our shoulders and tell us, listen, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, listen to me. This is not the way to do things. Think of our father. He's going to suffer so much. If you would have addressed our better selves, we would have listened to you. So that's a terrible failing for a king. A king has to be a leader. And a leader, what is his first duty? The first duty of a leader is to bring out the best of the led, to bring out the best in the people who are his subjects. And therefore, for Yehuda to sort of look down on the brothers and by what he said to indicate that the only thing that's going to get them to move is the anticipation of a prophet, that's pretty awful. And I called upon him, so the brothers had very serious tainus to him. So they had tainus to him. Ilu amato lahashivoi hoyinu shoymen lach. We would have listened to you. So they were moirat him, and because they were moirat him, vahibu esahi vayered Yehuda me'es echav. That is what Rashi says in the first pasuk of the Yehuda and Toma narrative. Then we get to the end of that. And the story when Yehuda realizes that Toma is Toma and so on and so forth, and then she bore these children, Peretz and Zorach, and there we are. Then, Pasuk Lamed Tes starts, by Yosef Hurat Mitzrayma, just like we learned in the last Pasuk of the earlier segment, by Yikneu Poitifah Saris Paro Sa'at Habochim Ish Mitzri Miyata Yishmoelem, Asher Horidu Shamot. Zog Rashi, Yosef Hurat, Choyzer Le'inyin Rishon. Now we're going back to the original story, which we were mafsik before. Elo shehifsik boy, kidei lismoich yiridosa shel Yehuda lemuchirosa shel Yosef. He wanted to be masmich, he wanted to put together the yirida of Yehuda to the selling of Yosef. Loima shebishviloi hayridu migdulosai. That's what we said earlier. For oid, and here Rashi says another reason. Kedei lismoich maase ishto shel Potifar lemaase Toma. Loima lach. Mazu l'shem shamayim, avzu l'shem shamayim. Shuru aso be'itztruk lugen shela, sh'asido laham et bonem imeno, ve'eno yadas imimeno imibito. He wanted to tell us that this, the Ashes Potiphar, when she tried to persuade Yosef to be mezana with her, she was mechaven l'shem shamayim. Just like Toma was mechaven l'shem shamayim, so she was also mechaven l'shem shamayim, because she had seen by some astrological way that in the end she was going to have important children from Yosef, except that she made a mistake. She thought it would be through her. It turned out that it was going to be through her daughter. Now, there are technical cheshbonos in Rashi. Maral talks about it. Why two reasons? First of all, in the earlier Rashi just brings the one reason, namely that it was because of the sale that they were married in Migdolosai. Here by the second Rashi, he brings that reason again, plus another reason. I mean, so there are technicalities in Rashi which have to be taken care of. But that's not the issue which I want to deal with at this point. First of all, just as a Mama Hamuzga, I want to tell you that I just don't know how to handle the Ramban over here. Because the Ramban is completely silent as far as I can see. He's not ma'ore at all this strange phenomenon that the story of Yehuda and Toma is put in here in the middle of the Yosef story. Usually the Ramban is very, very, very awake to those issues when you have a Pasha in a different place than where you would expect it to be. That's maybe the material for another Shir sometime, where we see the very big difference between the Ramban and Rashi, that the Ramban is very much more awake to the issue of why certain Pashas are seemingly out of place, and he always tries very hard to find a very good answer to that. And here, as far as I can see, he wasn't even Ma'ira the Shaila, why the story of Yehuda and Toma should be in the middle over here. Rashi was Ma'ira the Shaila, and he gave answers. The first answer repeated, the second answer new in Perek Lamed Tes, and those are the answers. Number one, that they were Ma'ira him because of his role in the Mechira of Yosef, and the second one is to be Masmich, the story of Yehuda and Toma, to the story of Yosef and the Eshes Potiphera, Eshes Potiphar, to tell us that she was Mechavan L'Shem Shemaim, just as Toma had been Mechavan L'Shem Shemaim. So the Shaila which I have on the Ramban, I told you. But I also have a problem with Rashi. And that is that the two answers which Rashi gives, to me, sound very, very strange. The two answers which Rashi gives. Why? Because both of them seem to suffer from a certain, it's not geschmack. Like you're taking a pasha over here, you're putting it down wham in the middle of another story where it doesn't belong. And the answer is, well, but it tells us something about that other story. It tells us something that Yehuda didn't trust his brothers enough when he told them to sell Yosef. It tells us that the Eishes Potiphar was Mechavan L'Shem Shemaim, which means that the placing of the Yehuda and Toma story over here is not for the sake of the Yehuda and Toma story. Rashi seems to imply this is stuck in the wrong place. Yehuda and Toma don't belong in the middle of the Yosef story. There's no reason to put it over here, mitzad the Yehuda and Toma story. The reason is because it wants to tell us something about the Yosef story. It wants to tell us that Yehuda made a very poor judgment as far as his brothers were concerned, and it wants to tell us that the Eishes Potiphar was Mechavan L'Shem Shemaim. So what are we going to say? That the Rabbi Nishan took this story of Yehuda and Toma, put it over here, Shelo b'Mekomo, in order to tell us something about the Yosef story. It just doesn't sound right. I have no mahalach to understand why Rashi did what he did, because the Emes says I have a way of understanding it, which sounds so much better than what Rashi does, and I don't understand why Rashi doesn't do it, because we all know that Rashi's mahalach in his Perashonos, in Chumash, is to base all his work on Pshat, base it on the Medrash, that he brings Medrashim, the ones which are close to the Pshat meaning of the Pasuk, and he brings those Medrashim. So he had another Medrash which he could have brought, which makes it so much more geschmack why the Yehuda and Thomas story should be here in the middle of the Yosef story. And not only that, but after we learn that Medrash, I'll show you how the Psukim seem very much to bear out that that in fact is the reason why the Yehuda and Thomas story is over here. It's very, very interesting. Let's have a look first what the Medrash says. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Posach. He stellt himself on the Posach in Yirmiyo, ki onoichi yodati es ha-machashavos, the Rebbein Shom says. So what did he teach? Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, he taught this. Shvotim hoyo asukim b'mechirosa shel Yosef. The Shvotim were busy over here. They were still busy with selling Yosef. Yosef, for your osuk besakoi v'tanisoi, Yosef was mourning for his fate that he had been schlepped to Mitzrayim. Reuven, for your osuk besakoi v'tanisoi, Reuven was doing tshuva on the things that he had done. V'Yakov, for your osuk besakoi v'tanisoi, Yaakov was busy. He was also mourning for Yosef. V'Yehuda, for your osuk likach la'isha. Yehuda was looking for a shidduch. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoyo oisek uboire oiroi shel melech ha-Mashiach. Wow. Everybody was busy. The whole of Klal Yisrael, as Klal Yisrael existed at the moment, everybody was busy. The Shvotim were busy, Yosef was busy, Yaakov was busy, Reuven was busy, Yehuda is looking for a shidduch. Nobody has any time. And in the meantime, the Rebbei Nishon says, but I have time. And what am I doing? I'm stelling avek, I'm laying the groundwork for the Melech HaMashiach. That puts the Pasha over here in the middle of the Yosef story. It's so wonderful why the Pasha is over here. Here we have Yosef being taken to Mitzrayim. Yosef being taken to Mitzrayim is the first Yid going into the first Golos. This is not the Ovos anymore. This is already Toilodos. And he's going into Golos. This is the beginning of Golos. And as the first moment of Golos overtakes Klal Yisrael, the Rebbei Nishan says, now is the time to be Isaac in the Oiroi Shal Melech HaMashiach. Now I have to do and lay the groundwork from which the Melech HaMashiach is going to grow. So that would be such a terrific explanation. And I don't know why Rashi didn't bring it. Because that would explain, not because the Yehuda and Thomas story can, round the corner, give us some information about the Yosef story, or about Esha's Potiphar. No, the story belongs here. There's no other place in the world where it would be Nigea as much as it is Nigea here. Because, adarabba, the lesson would be so moiridic. What's the lesson? The lesson is that in the second that Yosef gets sold to Mitzrayim, the Rabbi Shem doesn't even wait till the end of the story. You could wait a few, another couple of pages, tell us what happened when he got there, and this happened, and that happened, and then come along and tell us the Yehuda story. No, in the second when Yosef lands in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Shem is Isaac with Yehuda to stell weg the Eurei shel Moshiach. So, I don't know why Rashi didn't use this medrash to explain why the story of Yehuda and Tomo is over here. But, as long as we're talking about it, I want to show you that not only is it a svara that that medrash would have explained very, very well what happened over here, but the emes is, if we look at the psukim carefully, we'll see that it's very mashma that everything is built over here in the Pasha on that medrash. Now, remember, we have a posuk at the end of Perek 37, just before the Yehuda story starts, and then we have this posuk at the beginning of chapter 39, which is when the Torah picks up the story again. Now, they tell us the same thing, but they tell it to us in very, very different ways. They tell it to us in very different ways. Let's look at the first, the pasuk in the end of Lamed Zayin. V'hamedodim machru also el Mitzrayim. The medonim sent him to Mitzrayim. Lefotifah sris paroi tzah tabochim. And they sold him to Potiphar. That's a moirat gezach. The Yosef isn't even mentioned. He just happens to be the material which these Madonim had bought. They bought some material along the way. This happened to be human material. And now they were going to make a shtick of business with them. So they took what they had bought. Madonim machru also whom, the guy whom we talked about a while back, El Mitzrayim, and they took him to sell him in Mitzrayim. And to whom did they sell it? There happened to be a guy around who was interested in a slave. Who was he? He was Potiphar's Riz Parasah Tabochim. That's it. Now let's look at the pasuk in Lamed Ches. V'Yosef hurat Mitzrayim. V'yiknehu Potiphar saris paroi sara tabochim ish Mitzri. It's not anymore that they sold him to Potiphar. It's that Potiphar bought him. You see the difference. First of all, Yosef is in the center. V'Yosef hurat Mitzrayim. Not v'yoviu es Yosef Mitzrayimah. That we're talking about the Medonim. Nobody's interested in the Medonim in the pasuk in 39. No, they're not even mentioned. It says Yosef hurat Mitzrayim. They were the means by which Yosef was brought down to Mitzrayim. Vayikneu Potiphar saris Paro. Not they sold him to Paro, to Potiphar, but Potiphar bought him. Satabuchim ish Mitzri. And he tells us that he was an Ish Mitzri. It doesn't tell us earlier that he was an Ish Mitzri. Why is it Nagea to us that he was an Ish Mitzri? The Teretz is because this posuk is being worded in a way in which one would word it once you are aware that we're talking about the beginning of Golus, of Klal Yisrael. The Yosef Hurat Mitzrayimah. Yosef was taken down to Egypt like a slave. Not by Yovio, they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. Yosef hurat Mitzrayim. It was a Yerida. Vayikneu Potiphar saris paroi sara tabochem. And one of the Egyptians bought him. He exerted mastery over him. It's a completely different approach to what happened. And so I think that these two psukim, Rashi just says it picks up the story again. It picks up the story, and how does it pick up the story? By repeating the last posuk of the first segment, so it's getting us back to the story again, and it repeats that thing. That's what Rashi says. Let's just see the Rashi again, if I can find it quickly. Oh, Yosef Hurat Mitzrayimah, Chayzer Leinyan Rishon, Elo Shehifsik Boy Kedei Lisma of Yiridosa Shal Yehuda, and so on and so forth. Chayzer Leinyan Rishon. But it's not Chayzer Leinyan Rishon, or it is Chayzer Leinyan Rishon. But it's a different story. It's a completely, totally different story. The Torah is what happened, because the Pasuk, or the way it was originally, doesn't tell us, we don't know that there's any significance at all. Only because the story of Yehuda and Toma is in the middle, suddenly the fact that Yosef is taken to Mitzrayim and sold there takes on enormous significance. Why is the Rebbein Shem busy with Stelling Avek, the Eiro Shel Mashiach, because the first Yid is going to the first Golos? Ah, Yosef Hurat Mitzrayim. Now it's Yosef, not the Madonim who sold him there. They're just props on the stage, like a chair, like a table on the stage. Yosef Hurat Mitzrayim. Vayiknehu, and an Ish Mitzri came and bought him. This is how Golus begins. So this is just a little dogma of how we can learn Chumash B'Iyon. The emes is, why Rashi did not do that is a mystery to me, and I really don't know an answer. But also I just want to mention again this very, very interesting problem. I don't know what to do with it either. Why the Ramban is not Ma'ira at all on this strange placement of the Pasha.